USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The final decision is in regarding President Trump's impeachment in the Senate regarding Article 1.
In this article of impeachment, 48 senators have pronounced Donald John Trump, President of the United States, guilty as charged. 52 senators have pronounced him not guilty as charged. Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that the respondent, Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the first article of impeachment.
Chief Justice John Roberts regarding Article 1, regarding Article 2.
Two-thirds of the senators present not having pronounced him guilty, the Senate adjudges that respondent, Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is not guilty as charged in the second article of impeachment.
The final tally on the second article was 47 guilty, 53 not guilty. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A monthly report on U.S. job creation comes in strong. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The ADP private payroll jobs report shows creation of jobs had its best month in January since May of 2015. The report says 291,000 private sector jobs were created, up from 199,000 jobs created in December. The government's jobs report, with a look at the nation's unemployment rate, is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A report that the coronavirus could be spread by people before they show symptoms could have been flawed. Public health officials in China say a report in the New England Journal of Medicine appeared to support the idea that someone could transmit the deadly virus without having any signs of the illness. But now more interviews with people in Germany reveal that the woman may have had some mild symptoms after all. Oil prices continue to rise because of the virus in China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The House Commerce Committee is holding a hearing on vaping in America and the impact it has on public health. Executives from Juul Labs, Reynolds American, and Enjoy were all on the hot seat for marketing techniques that have been tied to rising rates of youth vaping. Democratic Chairman of the Committee, Diana DeGette, says the new guidelines may lead young people to use menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market.
These loopholes may lead to young people shifting to using menthol-flavored products or disposable e-cigarettes that remain on the market. In fact, there are reports that the shift is already happening.
A parade was held in downtown Kansas City celebrating the Super Bowl championship of the Kansas City Chiefs. The parade ended with a rally held at Union Station in downtown Kansas City, where head coach Andy Reid told the millions of people in attendance,
"Hi, so listen, we appreciate everything that you did for us. The support's been phenomenal. This parade is second to none, man. It's the best in the NFL right here. You should be proud of yourselves. So listen, one more thing is next year we're coming right back here. One more time, baby. One more time."
For more news, please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.